This is Tiara from the second years. So, interesting sculpture. Do you want to talk to us about it?
Like what's going on with it?
Yeah. What is the narrative? What your exhibition piece will be? Is it still in line with illustration as a discipline?
I guess it's a bit ambitious to say it's illustration at this point, I guess.
Okay. Maybe you should change your project proposal.
Yeah.
Because if your project proposal doesn't align with your final outcome, the UAL won't like that.
They won't pass it, that's a trouble.
Yes. I didn't want to say that, but I guess it's good to be transparent.
Yeah, we may as well say it as it is, because we don't want to dress it up and then we get told we didn't tell you.
Yeah, true. Okay, so talk to us. Your theme, what's changed? You were going down the romanticism path when I last saw you.
Yeah, that's still kind of going,
Okay. Have you got a narrative now?
I think I mentioned it a bit when I saw you. What, yesterday?
Yeah, I wasn't here yesterday.
Was it the day before?
Maybe Tuesday?
I don't know. I think so. You came in my class in the morning.
Okay.
I remember that.
Well, fill us in, Gary, as well.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Because I was talking about how, talking about like my
first crush in a church.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Pretty much.
So is that what your narrative is?
Kind of, like that moment.
That moment?
In the church.
So what's this then?
Kind of like the design of what it was going to end up looking like.
This is that moment in time in the church.
Well, not that specific moment, but it's like based on that moment in the church and then everything that's like how my things have developed after and all that.
Okay, so is this a representational piece
of
that moment and those feelings?
Yeah.
So it's more of a concept based
sculpture. More conceptual.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Now, whilst you can illustrate in a conceptual way, that's completely fine, I'm a little concerned as to where the illustration is within this, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Unless, well, okay, well, talk to me about this first. So how are you going to complete this?
Well, the figure is mostly going to be like a chicken wire with like paper mache with like the poetry and stuff.
So I just realised they are another language. Are they Portuguese?
Yeah, yeah, it's
and they
Portuguese.
Are poems that have inspired this.
Yeah,
okay.
Poems. And stuff.
and stuff.
Yeah, and some just poems. Which I was going to like put like translations in my sketchbook and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to look through.
Mm, that's useful.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I was also going to add like wings and stuff. But I was looking at, because this material is probably going to be too heavy for it to balance. Like if I put it on like this figure, so I was doing like with if
well,
I use
think
like this
we could actually pin it down to a base, so it wouldn't be that much of a problem.
Yeah.
I was also thinking of doing like with maybe with like a thinner wire mostly, and then have like bits of this embedded like wrapped around it, so it was more obvious.
Did you want the raw material like that on show?
Yeah, I wanted like the for the wings like to have the metal on show. Yeah.
Okay. Go.
So you've got your own personal inspiration of
what you're
making, but have you been inspired by artists who've done this?
Well, we had like, a lot of like classical sculpture and stuff in we went to like London and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's where the whole like sculpture and figures
but
came from.
Have you got it noted anywhere?
Like sketchbooks stuff, yeah.
Sketchbooks, or certainly not on your blog, but sketchbooks.
Yeah, sketchbooks.
So yeah, because that's really helpful. Because if this is coming out of nowhere, out of your inspiration, which is fantastic for an artist, it's not helpful for a student.
Yeah.
Because we've got to then track it and help you make sure you get the full marks for this.
And I have all like the London stuff in my sketchbook and all that.
I
have it like all, I like written back to it and stuff.
Okay. So we just need to scan it and put it up on your blog, because
that's where
it's going to be marked.
Yeah.
But
that's all.
Okay. So how do you see this being presented?
Well, because it's just a figure house. Probably think it's probably just gonna look like standing like on a plinth and stuff.
Would you think of painting a background for it?
I don't know. Cause I don't really want the background to like take away from it.
No, I'm
like, or like
just thinking how you might make it stand out. Because a lot of figures in churches, for instance, have got sort of blue backgrounds. They almost put them into a little cove, don't they?
Yeah, like a little curtain around it and stuff.
Yeah, they're made to look quite important.
Yeah, they're brought out and they're sort of offered to you to worship.
So, do you go to church?
Kind of, yeah. I have a baptism this weekend, actually.
Well, take some photos whilst you're there.
Yeah.
Take some inspiration from that.
Yeah.
Okay, so is this going to be painted? Is it going to be left to the materials to speak for you?
I think for like the wings, it's mostly going to be like the metal thing.
Yeah.
The figure is going to be the poetry, mostly. So I don't think there's going to be much like paint added to it.
So this here is going to be a... just part of an arm, or
what kind of wanted it, because I was looking at it being not like a complete figure, and just being like parts of a figure, because it happened like a long time ago, so I was like, oh, you know, my memory's gonna like fade a bit, so I was like, oh, how about I just do like parts of the figure.
Have you justified this?
I'm like
this
writing it down.
Because
This
is in your reflections. These are great reflections.
Yeah, really great.
Which are priceless, especially marking wise. If you can just record that or just put it down on paper or whatever, this is what we need to hear and read. Because that's what the examiners will want to hear, all of these things.
Because they'll be thinking, where's the head?
Yeah.
Where's the rest of that arm?
Yeah.
So if they know, then they'll understand.
Yeah. And it's fantastic. What a wonderful way to represent your memory, that it is slightly fading.
Yeah.
It's genius.
I think it's a gorgeous idea.
Yeah.
My only concern is that there's nothing really very illustrative.
Yeah.
There. So unless you had sort of, this was part of your display, the wings, this could be on a plinth. Unless you had like, I don't know, so this could be your wall, this could be your plinth, this could be your sort of, oh my God, I can't draw. Sculpture.
Oh, genius.
Looks like a cactus. But you could have some sort of, I don't know, illustrations in the background.
Do you know what? It struck me. It struck me, an illustration of it finished in your mind. So this is what you remember, and this is kind of even a vaguer memory of just...
So I could have, like, the background. Because you were talking about having, like, a background, like, painting it.
Well, no, I'm just thinking maybe it'd be just sketched close to it, and so that your memory is actually something like that, and something I can't quite remember what the head looks like, but I think it's that.
So you have like the part where the head would be.
Yeah.
We have a head there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like a hand here.
And it was just very vague, and you think.
And maybe you were in it too.
Yeah. And this is how your memory is. You think, I do remember that they had this.
Yeah.
But what did they really look? Did they have grey hair or white hair or blue hair or?
Yeah.
No hair.
And then that image that Gary's describing, that would match your proposal in an illustrative way.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because then you've got some more backup for the reasoning for this.
Yeah.
It gives a bit more narrative, a bit more understanding to the story. You are so talented at drawing. I've seen your sketches from the last project and prior to that. It would be a shame to not showcase that talent.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I could almost imagine it being framed. This is the head I remember. This is the arm I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, little bits of little mini frames.
Because that's how memory works. You go, I think it
is. Yeah, it's always in pieces, isn't it? Puzzle pieces.
Did they smile at me or did they not? I can't remember.
So what you need to do is... fag pocket drawings, you can draw better than me, of what you envision your display to be like.
Yeah.
Give them to Chantelle tomorrow if you can. They shouldn't take long. You don't need as much detail as this whatsoever. Maybe you do what Gary's done, a drawing of that. So where the head could be, that could be in a little frame.
Mm.
Where the other arm could be, that could be in a frame.
Or just the
in
hand.
That position. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then there could be, I don't know, another one that sort of illustrates the memory.
Mm.
Yeah, and maybe some of the text is actually translated, so we now remember what it's like.
Okay.
And it's a proper story. It's a great story.
Make it inclusive for us, your audience, to understand.
Yeah.
Maybe some of these could be in English as well, so that we could access the narrative.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because although you're very blessed, you speak several languages, I only just about speak English.
Yeah.
So I can't enjoy this and understand it as much as you do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think...
It could be amazing.
It could be. I think
we've
got
given
really
enough thought and enough depth.
Lovely.
This could
idea.
Be the best piece in the whole exhibition.
Yeah.
If
I
you
think
about how you can really sell it.
Okay.
Because what you're doing this for yourself almost now, and you
yeah.
want to do it for the viewer.
Okay.
How
yeah.
does the viewer go, oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's the fragmented memory.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
So either you add illustrations, like we just discussed,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
that will back up the narrative to support this, or you change your project proposal to fine art.
Okay?
Because
okay?
yeah. without those tweaks, it will be a fail from the UAL because
yeah.
it doesn't match a proposal. Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Put everything on the blog as well because
yeah.
everything, you know, without being too harsh, it's a fail until you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've
yeah.
got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You might actually just take this and actually do a sketch of what it you remember it as a, just a single piece.
Yeah.
You know, don't take out crazy ideas. Do something even better.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's quite exciting.
Yeah.
This could be amazing.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
Good. Some work to do.
Yeah,
fabulous. All right, now go make.
Yeah.
Make
and